Welcome back to Opportunity Odessa, our podcast on economic development and great things that are happening here in Odessa, Texas. Hello, everyone. This is Wesley Burnett. I'm the Director of Economic Development for the Odessa Chamber of Commerce, a contractor for the Odessa Development Corporation, using the half-cent sales tax for economic development to develop Odessa and bring jobs and expand our business base here in our community. We have Rick Knapper, the CEO of Medical Center Hospital, with us today. I thought we'd hit the recruitment side, a little bit of talking about our healthcare providers and our doctors and nurses and all of those things and aspects involved in the healthcare industry, and how you guys recruit those folks and what makes Odessa special as far as getting folks to come here and invest here in the health side of things.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here and look forward to talking a little bit about the recruitment piece. So the recruitment in a hospital actually breaks down into three components. And those components are your physician recruitment, your regular medical type nurses, technicians, and then in your non-clinical recruitment. And it breaks down into those three categories. All three of those are significantly different in how we attract people into the community of Odessa. Probably one of our biggest issues that we have is we have very qualified nursing schools here in the community, both at OC and UTPB. As they produce students for us, those students, as they become active members of our recruitment program, have a tendency to stay somewhere between 12 and 18 months and then take those skills and go somewhere else, usually to a larger city. So that continuous turnover of those skilled positions is very difficult in recruiting. When we look at the physician side, a little known fact in any community is what does one physician bring to a community when you recruit them? We spend a lot of time looking at industries that would bring in somewhere between 50 and 200 jobs. When you look at the American Medical Association data, every physician that gets recruited into a community like Odessa generates 50 jobs, whether it's in, you know, construction industries or shopping or even what they utilize in their specific job. So we spend a lot of time. It usually takes somewhere 8 to 10 months to get a candidate that's interested in Odessa. So when you add to that things like housing issues, when you add to that the economy and the cost of living here, whether it's physicians or whether it's nurses or whether it's general staff, all of those come into play for healthcare and recruiting. So we've been very successful. We actually, in the next 3 months, we have 16 physician candidates scheduled to come in and interview here, which is a very big success for us over the last few months. We're dropping our turnover rate in our employees has dropped down about 4.5 to 5%, which is a good indicator. But then we can't forget the non-clinical side, because without them, the healthcare, obviously you can't have nurses and doctors if you don't have a great building for them to work in. So recruiting them becomes just as important.
Facilities and equipment, support of administration and board level, all of that, it seems like that whole picture is pretty well pieced together here at Medical Center. I think that's to be commended not only on towards you, but towards the board and towards everybody involved over there. So I think what's going on here on that side looks really pretty positive for us. 16 candidates coming in is great.
We're very excited about that. We have what's even more interesting is it's not just the skills that we already have here. We're looking at skills that will advance what we can do at the facility, and that's exciting. So,
any specific areas that in our community that a doctor or some related to the physician sees as the strongest part of our medical community? Is there anything like that at Medical Center that we really excel?
Absolutely. And this is frequently overlooked in Odessa, but the diversity of the people that work at our facility is we have a Filipino population, we have an Indian population, We have a China population, a Hispanic population. That diversity is actually very attractive to a number of physicians. And so when we look at that in our community, that we can lead just about any community. I've worked, this is my seventh hospital as a CEO, and I cannot name one that had as skilled and diverse population as we have here in Odessa.
That's something people don't really think about, and definitely not only does it make your medical community very unique, it makes our overall population in Odessa a unique place to practice medicine and to look at a great place to live and work and raise your family. So, Mr. Knapper, appreciate you being here this afternoon and all that's going on with Medical Center Hospital, and we encourage everybody to take a look at the opportunities in Odessa for your business, for your family, and just the overall big picture of quality of life. And we appreciate so much the big part of that you are here in Odessa.
Well, thank you. It was truly my pleasure.
Thanks for listening to us today on Opportunity Odessa. And to find out more about the Odessa Development Corporation and economic development in Odessa, Texas, follow us on Twitter at Odessa Develop or like us on Facebook at Odessa Development Corporation.